Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me at @DavidDondi on my social media channels and, of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. These days, it's all about new models and even new brands and Chinese this and that. And it's a little bit refreshing, I have to say, when I hear from something from my past. And a brand I haven't tested in quite some time is Opel. And they've reinvigorated their Grand Land, which is a biggish SUV, although it's considered a medium, but I would go with big. And this is the GS Line 1.6 AT. Now, on paper, you get 134 kilowatt, 300 newton meter car, which is pretty conventional, which is claimed around 7 liters per 100 kilometers. And on the freeway at 5.3, you're going to do a little bit worse than that. But that's not the story here. The story is also not about the 5-year, 100,000 kilometer warranty and roadside assistance or any of that kind of stuff. This story is not about the 6-speed automatic transmission. This story is not about the fancy matrix headlights, which come on with this whole dance. I haven't seen that in any other car, or the 16-inch infotainment, or the heads-up display, or the tire pressure sensors, or the heated steering wheel, even the heated seats with massage, which I didn't find, or the power-assisted tailgate. It's not even the driver assistance systems, which are anti-crash, and of course the cruise control, which goes all the way to stop and go, extended traffic sign recognition. None of the stuff matters, not the intelligent speed adaptation, which is unique for this thing, not even the in-crash braking, the 360 cameras, none of that stuff. It's the feel. This feels fresh. It feels new. It's the interior where they've used cheap materials that feel quality. The top of the door trim is like a fabric, a three-dimensional weave fabric. It feels fantastic. Cheap plastics where it doesn't matter, expensive plastics where it does. The entire car feels fresh. It feels like you got from French cars of years back when, where it was just a little avant-garde. It was a little idiosyncratic, but it was great. And this car is great. The road handling is fantastic. The dynamics are fantastic. Better than that 134 kilowatts or 1.6 liter automatic would have you feel. Just the whole experience is just great. You walk up the car, you walk away, it locks. It has everything you need and nothing you don't without weird status issues. It's just a fantastic car. It really is one of my favorite cars I've tested in a very long time. And it's going to set you back 789,900 Rand, which is a lot of money, but it is a lot of car. It's not entry level. It is top of the line. Don't let the numbers fool you. This is one of my favorite family SUVs that I've tested in a very, very long time. And that's it for me this week. It's been David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.
FMR.